Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and I am leaving YouTube. I told you guys that at the beginning of the year that the censorship and what our government and what big tech was going to do is going to upend the internet. And that day, for me at least, is here today. I'm going to explain why I'm leaving. I'm going to explain where I'm going, and I'm going to explain my plan. I've started recording this video, and I've had to stop and restart like four times because I just get on a profanity-laced tirade, and I don't want to do that. I want to explain what's going on so you guys have an understanding of why I keep telling you the creators that you love and the people that you love on the internet are going to be gone. This is the start of the end. This is the start of the beginning, maybe, of all that happening. So here's a tweet from Disclosed TV. It says, Justin, Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, YouTube, Google, other big tech companies will now add content to a shared counterterrorism key database aiming to crack down on material from white supreme people and far-right militias. Now, you might say, hey, you know something? You're not a white supreme dude. You're not a far-right militia. How does this affect you or other people that I like? I'm going to drill down into that a little bit. But basically, it means that if you're a conservative, if you are not okay with the woke brigade, if you have some questions or concerns about where society is going, you're out. May not be today, may not be next week, may not even be next month, but you're going to be out. The reason why I'm making this change now is I tell you guys all the time, if you don't like where marriage is going, don't participate. If you don't like where child support or alimony or those things are in the world, don't participate. If you're not okay with them being woke and them being all in on the feminism movement and you feel like you're being ostracized at work, get a new job. I tell you guys all the time that. And on top of that, I tell you, vote with your dollars, vote with your choices, and vote, period. Well, basically 95% of my income comes in from YouTube. And with them going down this path, I either can do one of two things. I can stay with YouTube, go against my own advice that I give you guys, which is to make choices that tell everybody how you feel. Vote with your choices. Leave YouTube and make my voice and my choice known. Or I can stay with YouTube because they're my income, and I can say, oh, but I have to stay because this is how I pay for things, and this, which would basically make me the world's biggest hypocrite. It would mean that I'm not standing up to my own principles and my own advice that I give you guys. I have no choice but to leave, at least in my mind. And it's not going to be immediate. I'm going to explain at the end of the video how I'm going to make this process happen. But I am leaving because I do believe in what I say. I do believe that I'm going to vote with my choice and my action, and I'm not going to allow YouTube to continue to make money off of my videos. And yes, I get a very, very small fraction percentage of that. But I'm not going to allow them to continue to make money off of me when I don't agree with them, because then I'm being held against my will for a paycheck. So let me read these stories. And I'm not going to drill way down into them, but the information's available on the web. As always, I have to watch some of the words that I say because YouTube, so understand. The Anti-Defamation League, ADL, is basically an extreme left-wing group that anything that, at one point, it was a free speech and an anti-hate organization, but now they're on board with the left, which is to say everything the left does is fine, and everything the right does or conservative does is extreme and evil and everything else. And I'm going to show you examples of this so you know. But anyway, the ADL is jumping in bed, or PayPal is jumping in bed with the ADL, and they're getting part of this database. So the thing is, if Twitter flags you as something that you've said is bad or they don't agree with, it will go to the database that affects PayPal. It may affect banks. It may affect YouTube. It may affect Google. It'll probably affect Facebook. It'll affect your life on the web. And pretty soon that may include banks, like PayPal is a type of banking system. It may include PayPal. It may include other things like that. So be aware of that as I read these stories. My PayPal, I've got to shut down my PayPal. I can't take donations there anymore because they're in bed with the ADL, just like YouTube is. And if that's how Rumble pays out, I don't know what I'm going to do because I'm going to move everything over to Rumble. I think that just pretty much leaves locals for me. Like, that's going to be it. Anyway, so PayPal's in bed with the ADL now. Here's the news story that I'll read down through for you. And again, this isn't just about me. This is about all the viewers that you like. Some of them may stay, and some of them may say, oh, I'm still going to stay on YouTube. Fine. That's fine. But what they're doing is, in a roundabout way, supporting this choice by these businesses and the government. Facebook and tech giants to target attacker manifestos and far-right militias in database. They say from July 26 of Reuters. A counter bad people organization formed by some of the biggest U.S. tech companies, including Facebook and Microsoft, is significantly expanding the types of extreme content shared between firms in a key database, aimed to crack down on basically white supreme people and far right militias. Until now, the Global Internet Forum to Counter Bad People's Database is focused on videos and images from bad groups on a U.S. nation, on a United Nations list, and so far has largely considered the content from other organizations bad. Sorry, guys. I will leave links to this stuff. I'm going to put it and pin it at the top of the comments. Over the next few months, the group will add attacker manifestos often shared by sympathizers after white supreme people violence and other publications and links flagged by the UN initiative Tech Against Bad People. It will use lists from intelligence sharing group Five Eyes, adding URLs and PDFs from more groups, including the Proud Boys, the Three Percenters, and Neo-German people. The firms, which include Twitter and Alphabet Inc.'s Google, YouTube, they share hashes, unique numerical representations of original pieces of content that have been removed from their services. Other platforms use these to identify the same content on their own sites in order to review or remove it. They go on down through here, and basically they also say that Snapchat is going to be in this. Snap is on this. Reddit is on this. Facebook is on this. Instagram is on this. Verizon is in on this. Microsoft LinkedIn is on this. Dropbox is on this. PayPal is on this. So if you're on Reddit and you're flagged, which means if you are a member of the Guys Going Their Own Way community and you get flagged on Reddit, now you can be removed from Snap, from Verizon Media, which may include Verizon phones at some point, Verizon Media, which is huge, LinkedIn, Dropbox. You may lose access to the internet if you're flagged on Reddit or Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or Google or anything else. Now, you might say, hey, you know what? That's okay, because I'm not part of the white supreme people, and I'm not one of these bad guys that they're talking about. Let's go to the ADL site and find out exactly what counts as right-wing and Caucasian extremeness. So here's the ADL's hate on display. Here's some hate symbols database. So if you use any of these things, they may or may not, depending if you align with them politically, they may or may not decide to flag you. The number 100%. If you use 100%, so you guys out there that when somebody says, hey, man, do you like this? And you say, or do you want to go here? And you say 100%. If they don't agree with you, they can say that you're being a bad person. The numbers 19, 110, 12, 13, 14, 14 words, 1488, 18, 211, 23, 28, 311, 318. Let's see, 33/6, 38, 43, 5 words. And let me give you an example of how stupid that is. 5 words they now say is part of the white supremeness. The 5 word refers to a phrase that white supreme people advocate should be the only words ever spoken to the police. I have nothing to say. If you talk to a lawyer, like Viva Fry and some of the other lawyers, and you say, hey, what should I say to the cops? Their answer will be, you say, I have nothing to say. That's from lawyers. But if you say that, now you're supremeness. 737. Yep, don't talk about flying on a 737. 83, 88, 9%, ACAB. So now if you say anything about all cops are bastards, Well, that's white supremacist. Oh, but there's an asterisk here. Because non-racial people may use this acronym as well as racial people, it should be carefully judged in the context in which it appears. In other words, BLM can use ACAB, but if you don't align with the left on that, they're coming for you. And here's the other one I want to talk about. Anti-Antifa images. So Antifa, okay. If you disagree and you use an anti-Antifa symbol, you're part of the white supremacist. Now here's what's crazy. Do you remember who did the $2 billion of damage during the summer, and in some places still are riots going on? There, Antifa is proudly flying the flag over those protests. They're proudly tagging businesses that they're destroying and burning down. $2 billion worth of insurance damage, which means there's likely a lot more damage because a lot of insurance claims couldn't be made. And they're mostly targeting poor brown and black neighborhoods. Antifa is. So if you speak out against Antifa, you're a supreme person. That's all I have from this page. But let's talk about some of these other ones. The not equal sign. If you use not equal, which is used in math and other normal activities, that is a hate symbol. If you use the okay hand gesture, which was a meme that was started on like 8chan, I think, to see if they could say, hey, we're going to tell people that this is a hate symbol. Let's see if it takes off. It took off. It was a goof. It was a joke. But now if you use this and you go, okay, man, we'll see if you're left aligned, that's okay. But if you're right aligned, it's now white supremacist. The Othala rune. The Othala rune is part of the runic alphabet system, a system of writing used across pre-Roman Europe. In the 20th century, bad people started using it. Today is commonly seen in tattoos, flags, or banners. However, because it is part of the runic alphabet, the symbol can also be found in non-existent contexts as well. Yes, I have a tattoo of a Icelandic Nordic symbol on my leg that has that on there. But it says you have to use care in deciding if this is. So again, if they want to, they'll say it is. If they don't want to, they'll say it's not. This is to protect their own ideology. Thor's hammer. Wow, well, there goes the Marvel Universe. Thor's hammer. The triangular K symbol, which is a triangle and a triangle. Boy, if you are a fan of Link or Zelda video games, sorry, guys. Better not draw anything with that in it. The Vinland flag, used by the band Type O Negative. Sorry, guys. Can't use that anymore. White Lives Matter. No, sorry. That is hateful. And the ACAB, again, and I bring this up, is because they're saying now that you can use the slogan, and if you're for Black Lives Matter or you're part of Antifa, it's okay. But if you're not, bad. See how they protect their own in this. I want to show you why this is frightening and why it's definitely coming for Caucasians like myself that they don't agree with, or for conservatives. If we go to the ADL's heat map of hate incidents, in 2020 and 2021, there were 8,004 instances of extremeness and anti-Semitism in the United States. Okay? 8,004. And here's the map that you see on the screen. Now, let's boil this down a little bit. Let's look at the ideology. Okay? Islam, 4. There were 4 incidents out of 8,000 and change. Only 4. Let's go to left wing. Good news, there were only 5 incidences. So just so you understand, BLM, Antifa, burning things, rioting, shutting down traffic, harming a lot of these small businesses and poor communities, that's not aligned with the left. Just so you know. Other, 1. Only 1 for other. Okay, not bad. Right wing or anti-government, 24. Okay, so right wing, it's not right wing, and it's not anti-government. So all the days, and you know what? Oregon and Washington have 0 on here. So remember when Antifa and BLM were burning the courthouse in either Portland or Seattle for 100 some odd days, and police officers were losing their vision because they were shining lights in their eyes and blinding them and throwing bottles and rockets and Molotovs up against the courthouse building. That's not anti-government, you see. That's not. Just so you know, because there's zero here for Washington and Oregon. All right, well, let's look at the supremeness. 5,996. You see, any incident that they determine they want to tag as being white supremacist or right militia, this is what they're talking about. Somebody defaced a Black Lives Matter. That counts. Now, did it count when Black Lives Matter tore down statues without permission? No, that doesn't count, you see. I could go down through that. I'm not even going to bother going down through this. Oh, and guess what? What's next? The American flag. BLM chapter calls American flag symbol of hatred only used by racial people. This is where Google, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere is going. That if you have a stance that is not on board with BLM, Marxism, socialism, leftism, if you're anti-government, not anti-Trump government, anti-Democrat, anti-left-leaning, right? We know where this goes. If I stay here on YouTube, I'm supporting YouTube's choice to get in bed with the ADL. I'm supporting the ADL's message. I'm supporting their ideology. That is, we support BLM. We support left Antifa. We don't support conservative people. We don't support you doing a counter-protest to BLM or Antifa. And if you do, the Antifa destroying everything is okay. But if you counter-protest them burning and destroying and destroying property of private citizens and everything like that, you're an extreme group. They are not. That's where we are. And if I stay on YouTube, I'm supporting that. So, I opened up a Rumble account. I've never posted anything there. I know nothing about it. I've got to get started on there. For the next month or two, while I learn what Rumble is and what it offers, and I think there is some monetization available, I'm going to start mirroring everything from YouTube over there. Or actually, I think I upload it there and it may mirror here. I'm going to do everything I can there. And if it, for some reason I need to mirror the two, what I'm going to do is, I'm stupid on this stuff, guys. So if I'm getting this way wrong, please understand. It's because I'm making this change. Like, I've made this decision immediately. Today is the date I saw this news. Today is the date I've decided to make the jump. So I know nothing. Okay, just please be in mind. I don't know if I have to upload it to YouTube and mirror it on Rumble. I don't know if I have to upload it on Rumble and it mirrors over to YouTube. I don't know how that works yet. I'm going to figure that out. And if it's something where I have to upload it to YouTube and then it mirrors itself on Rumble, I will upload it to YouTube and then I'm going to mark it as private. So it'll stay up on Rumble and it won't be available here on YouTube. Now, this isn't going to happen immediately. I'm going to be doing this over the course of the next couple of months until I get everything figured out. So for a lot of you, it's going to seem like business as usual. But I'm telling you, there is a countdown timer. I don't know what it is yet, whether it's 30 days, 60 days, by the end of this year. I don't know yet. I am leaving YouTube. I'm done with it. I'm done with their bullshit. I'm done with them being in bed with this stuff. And I know eventually the only place I'm going to truly be safe is going to be on betterbachelor.locals.com. That's where my content's going to eventually end up. I'm trying to keep this stuff available to you guys, and I want you to be able to enjoy it. But if I don't get enough funding over on Locals, if I don't get your support, if I don't get enough ad revenue, I'm not punishing you. I'm not threatening you. I'm just telling you, if I don't make money doing this, I have to go back to work. I have to go find a network engineering job. I have to find something that will pay my bills and allow me to save up and retire someday. So that means that if I don't get enough income, I'm going to go get a real, like I say a real job, and only because, like, to me, this is fun. Like, I love doing this stuff for you guys. It is a real job. I work pretty hard at this stuff. But if I don't get enough support in here, I have to go back and get a job. And if I get a job, I'm maybe going to put out one or two videos a week. And if I do that, they're not going to be on YouTube anyway. They just aren't, because I'm done with YouTube. So that's where I am, guys. I'll read your comments down below. I hope you understand. I have to make this choice. I can't support something that I don't believe in anymore. Do not send anything to my PayPal. I'll be removing that and closing that down once the couple of little donations I have coming in. So I'm done with this. I'm just done. I'm out. That's it.